You know, I got a funny story about my history teacher in that situation too.
Do you now?
Oh, please tell.
Senior year, I'm feeling myself as we all do. You know, senior year in high school, I had this one history teacher that was there for about a week, and then afterwards, you know, the teacher retired and whatnot, so we had no teacher. We'd have like substitute teachers randomly come in, and then we got one teacher that was dedicated to the subject in our class period in our school. Her first name was Deborah, or we call her Debbie, or I would, you know. And she was shorter than me. So she was shorter than me. So I know, like, the second I met, I used to say, hey, you know, if you need any help after class, I got you, little Debbie.
I was going to say, you called her little Debbie, didn't you?
Like this.
Little Debbie snack cake. Oh, my God. Bye.
So I already started off on the wrong foot. And, like, you know, I used to purposely get in trouble and stuff, and I wouldn't do my homework, so she'd keep me after school. And she'd just be like, you know, all right, 30-minute detention, then you can bounce. So I do my 30 minutes, but it's really not detention. She's, like, having me dust the globe, help her lift some books on the bookshelf, rearrange her
dust
desk.
The globe, huh?
Yeah, her globes. Globe, singular, one. I was so bad, I used to show up with, an apple and be like, hey, little Debbie, you know, here's an apple. You know, you're my favorite teacher, yada, yada. And so prom came along. And, you know, everyone had their dates and everybody was there. And I really wasn't, you know, too concerned with it at the time. I had a real busy schedule my senior year. I spoke to little Debbie. I said, hey, you know, I think it would be so nice if I could take you to prom. It would be tremendous, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, she actually said, you know what? If I wasn't 5 years older than you, she was pretty young. I think she was like 24, 25 or something like that. She's like, if I wasn't 5 years older than you, yes, I would, Steve. But how about we watch a movie? So I was caught off guard, and I didn't want to, you know, flake on an opportunity because that's not my style. So I, heart beating 1,000 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Face turned red. And I said casually, sure.
Not the voice crack.
Oh, it did. It cracked right when I spoke to her. And she thought it was funny. How about this? Let me get your number. She's like, I'm not going to give you my number. You know? How about this? If you're committed, how about you meet me? And I'll put it out there because it's not there no more. There used to be a movie theater in Randhurst Shopping Mall next to the Buffalo Wild Wings, right? It was like good 10 miles outside of the district we were in. So she said, meet me at this movie theater to watch this movie. And I remember the movie too. It was because she was a big fan of Reese Witherspoon. And the movie was called Sweet Home Alabama. But we went to see that movie though in the theaters. And she told me where to meet her by the ticket. And they had ticket stands too back then too. So you get it at the box office. They say you get your ticket right there and they give you an actual ticket. And I met her there and she was like with the scarf around her head and the big sunglasses. It's like 7 p.m.
Couldn't be seen outside.
Right? She had like a little nice trench coat type thing. But she's little, so it looked funny, you know? She's like, little Debbie, you know? And I get there.
Wow.
And hey, I got us two tickets. Let's go get some seats. And long story short, we ended up not seeing the movie. She was like, you keep the tickets. Let's go to my place. And then, you know.
What?
Yep.
You're a wild boy, Steve. Woo!